Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, feedback here are the 10 texts. Mark in his car. Gran Turismo sucks. Gran Torino is a great movie. Next text, Josh in a truck. Gran Torino, way better. Next text, Phil, Gran Torino.
Phil.
Justin, Gran Torino by a mile. From Michael and Celine, both are good, but Gran Turismo is better. John in Lake Orion, Gran Torino is set in Detroit and has a grumpy Clint Eastwood. What else do you need? Next text. From Vern in a work truck, ready to go home. Easy choice. Gran Torino is way, way better. Mark in Grand Rapids, Gran Torino. Mike in his car, Gran Torino, way better. Clint Eastwood, total badass. Gran Torino, hands down, best, great movie. That's from Tim in Rochester Hills. I'm going to say that this is an overwhelming answer, and I'm not surprised that it's Gran Torino. I'm also going to say 7 out of 9 of you spelled it G-R-A-N-D Torino, and it's G-R-A-N Torino.
Yes, after the car, they're Gran Torino.
But clearly an obvious answer. Clearly also somewhat funny.
Yes.
Although we did get this one. Gran Torino or Gran Turismo, two different things, like Evan Longoria and Eva Longoria, or Rogers Center or Rogers Stadium. Scott, yes, very different things.
Very different, yes. One is about a cranky, you know, octogenarian Korean War vet in living in Detroit. Mm-hmm. With the Southeast Asian community. And then you've got the other one, which is about what Formula One racing based off of a video game, right?
Yeah.
Here's what's ironic. Starring one of the stars of Gran Turismo is Ginger Spice, Jerry Halliwell.
No way.
Yes. She's in it. Yeah. Along with Orlando Bloom and David Harbour and Jimon Honshu.
So who had two Ginger Spice references on their bingo card today?
Who knew?
Yep.
I've not seen Gran Turismo. I have no desire to see Gran Turismo. I've seen Gran Torino a number of times, and I think it's a really good flick. Kang, I know you've seen Gran Torino.
Oh, Gran Torino is a really good movie. You don't you don't want to see Gran Turismo now that you know Ginger Spice is in it?
Yeah, that's okay.
All right.
It fits the qualifications that you usually use.
Yeah, usually. But, you know.
Fetching broad, as Gator would say.
Yeah. But I can say that in Gran Torino, because the language that Clint Eastwood's character, was it Walt Kowalczyk or something like that?
Sounds right.
Yeah. He uses his quite frisky, that language. It's spicy. It's something. And the guy who plays the priest in that movie, we joked, sounded exactly like and looked a little bit like former Lions general manager. Was it Quinn?
Bob Quinn?
Bob Quinn.
Well, what's funny is I actually watched probably about 35 minutes of Gran Torino once.
Once?
Yeah.
But not last night.
Well, the question was, because Gran Torino and Gran Turismo were on two channels away from each other last night at the same time. What did Doug watch?
I think you watched Gran Turismo because you've already seen parts of Gran Torino.
Well, I will answer the question.
Oh, boy.
I watch Quarterback.
That's a Doug answer, isn't it? That's a question that my dad would say something like that and give you that choice. You narrow it down to what you think, and it would be like a third one, and you just walk out of the room. I hate you. You can't say that.
Well, so I was pretty clear. I didn't say which did I watch, although I kind of did once. I said, what did Doug watch? And it was, I saw that these two movies were on. I laughed. I took the picture, and then I watched Quarterback. And it was right after the Tiger game was over.
So. How many episodes of Quarterback did you watch?
4.5, and I'm pulling.
You're at 4.5 now?
Yeah.
Wow.
We have something from episode 4 that I want to play for the audience. We'll do so today at 12:20.
Is that going to spoil anything?
No, not really. I think most people remember what happened last line.
Well, fair enough, but I just did that they show behind the scenes stuff that we haven't seen before.
Well, I mean, if you want to be surprised,
I haven't gotten
there yet. Surprised, then you know I recommend you don't listen. But it's just an interaction that I think is a telling one, and it's something that I think Detroiters will be interested in. So we'll play that today at 12:20.
I'm just hoping for more of Quincy Goff as this series
the dog.
Goes on. Yeah.
Okay, so you saw the wedding.
Yeah.
Okay, because Gator, big dog guy, and Goff and his wife, Kristen, they had Quincy as part of the wedding and a little like tux collar on and all that.
Which, he told us that.
Yeah, looked good. He looked good. But now we've seen video.
Handsome dog.
Video. Sure.
Looking forward to more of Quincy.
Yeah. What are you thinking of Kirk Cousins and Joe Burrow? I have a takeaway on Burrow that I wasn't expecting.
Burrow comes across as a little douchey, a little bit, but not too much. But I like Joe Burrow. I loved Joe Burrow when he was at LSU. It was like the perfect season for a quarterback. I thought he was amazing. And I made the proclamation last year, I don't think he's ever going to win a Super Bowl because I don't think Cincinnati's ever going to put the team around him to get it done. They're too offensive heavy on it. Kirk Cousins, I mean, how do you not like
Kirk Cousins?
There's nothing about Kirk Cousins you should dislike.
He is the most wholesome white bread MF-er on the planet.
Totally. Yep. Totally. Even when he is, you know, he's a very spiritual, religious person. Even when he brings that up, he's not doing it in like...
He's not in your face.
It's not totally in your face. It's somewhat there, but it's like he says it in a way that it's respectable. Okay, I respect what you're saying. I respect your opinion. That's fine. And you can move past. I find his storyline, knowing what happened last year, to be the most interesting of the three. Of course, I'm interested in Jared Goff. He's our guy. But what Kirk Cousins has to go through is going to be the most interesting of the three, in my opinion.
In terms of the
whole Penix thing, man. And the fact that they drafted him and... You know, he has his frank and open conversation in front of the microphones about how, had he known that was going to be the case, he likely would not have agreed to a deal with Atlanta.
So, I guess you're right, is to see the cameras capture any behind-the-scenes stuff. And I don't know that Cousins, they probably have some editorial say. Cousins seems to handle everything by the book. It'll be intriguing to see how he handles the Penix situation as that emerges.
That's why I think it's the most interesting storyline of the three.
Now, with that said, here's my take on Joe Burrow.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A little weird.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's a little weird. Weird is in the eyes of the beholder. I guess it just wasn't what I expected, because what is normal for one person, people might think, you know, we all think none of us really think we're probably that far straying into the weird category, but to somebody else, you might be weird. And I find him to be a little weird.
I've only seen the first episode, but there is a weird dynamic where he's being interviewed in the kitchen. And I don't know I assume it's his parents' house, but I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. And both his parents are there. And he's talking about, you know, I got this attribute from my mom, this one from my dad. It is just weird.
Yeah.
It's very strange, I think.
I mean, I want to make something clear. It just isn't what I expected.
Exactly. Now, am I intrigued by this? Is why I think this is going to be a great series. I'm looking forward to watching all of it, because even though I say Kirk Cousins, I think, is the most intriguing of the three stories, the other two are still intriguing. Of course, Goff, because Goff. Yep. But the Joe Burrow stuff, I mean, the breaking into his home is going to be an interesting part.
That's messed up.
Dealing with, you know, his players being unhappy. Or his teammates being unhappy. That's going to be interesting. The constant dealing with injury and trying to get this team and will this team into a playoff spot. It's just, there's a lot there. I think they've chosen three good players to follow, even though one's a repeat.
In Kirk Cousins. The funny thing is I've had this thought that Cousins must have tested out extraordinarily well for them to go back to that well again and put him on the show a second time. Because when Cousins was on the first time, was the first season, it was Patrick Mahomes, Marcus Mariota, and Kirk Cousins. They went back to Cousins in season three, and that tells me that the season one must have been a success, and Cousins must have been a big reason why.
Also tells me that because it was 2 years ago, because they did the receivers last year, they ignored the quarterbacks. I think that there were probably a number of quarterbacks they went up to and said, we'd like to, you know, you to be part of the show, and they probably turned them down.
It's possible.
Because it can be intrusive.
Sure.
Yeah, Goff said to us that basically it sounded like he wasn't interested in it. Didn't you kind of bring it up to him one time, Gator, or you, Doug? And he kind of said, like, telling the guys because of Hard Knocks and all stuff, you can always say no to things. You know, and you don't feel a need to put yourself out there unless you want to. So I was surprised when actually we found out that Goff was going to be one of the quarterbacks featured.
248-539-9797. Okay. Coming up next hour, I think AJ Hinch made a prediction and told us all to brace for something. And we'll get to that today at 12:02. Some behind the scenes stuff with Jared Goff that I think is really relevant to our audience from episode 4 of Quarterback. We'll play it for you at 12:20. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.